Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we are getting into shmoney. We are getting into soulful currency. We're getting into new earth abundance. We're getting into feeling that groundedness and that electric power that happens when you meet your soulmate client and you're like, shit, I have a solution for you. You would be a perfect fit for one of my offerings. And I'm going to walk you through my five-step process on the soulful currency method. And so if you have not yet purchased the Soulful Currency course, I'm actually going to give it to you right here, right now in this episode. Let's get right in. Before I get into the five-step process, I want to share with you how this came to be. And if you're anything like me, you're probably a new earth leader. You're probably somebody who's super purposeful and you want to do something big in your life. These are the people that I attract. No wimpy energy. Only cosmic baddie energy. I truly attract people who have so much wisdom. That's not their problem. It's not that they actually need more learning. It's that they want to feel in alignment to their work. And so I'm going to take you back all the way back to 2018 when I came back from Morocco and I had my little certificate with my yoga teacher training. I couldn't figure out, like, how do I do this? It was so interesting because I felt like the universe opened up my heart and completely like blasted me open, allowed me to see myself for who I really was. But I found it odd that when I came back to the States, I couldn't figure out a way how I was going to share my gifts. How was I going to share all of these things that I had learned in a way that feels not weird and sleazy and salesy? Like, how the hell do you do that? I found it so interesting that my life completely changed for the better, but I couldn't figure out a way to share it with the world, which, by the way, it is a true calling. When you are meant to share your lessons and the inner alchemy that you get to do, it is such a deep calling. There's nothing that actually stops you. So this is why this like illusion of, what do you say when somebody says they don't have time or they don't have money? Like, don't even entertain that, because that's all of the excuses that I used to give myself. And in many ways, I was stuck. I was stuck in this vibration of, I don't have time, I don't have money. And it was such a hamster wheel. It was such a matrix. But getting to the other side now, I can look back and say, whoa, that was also a lot of illusion. And who was buying into all of this? We all have time. We make time for the things that we want and we figure out the rest. And when you're in alignment to your dharma and you're in alignment to your purpose, honestly, you literally become a magnet. As I came back and I was in that sabbatical for a year, one of the first codes, and when I say codes, I want you to understand that what I mean is lessons. What I mean is initiations. You can only teach from an initiation. And this is why oftentimes we get disembodied when we try to teach something that we're not ready for. You may want to teach about money, but if you have not gone through the ringer with money, if you have not had a deep motherfucking relationship with money, if you have not had it, if you have not gone to the depths of your bank account, it's going to be really hard for you to teach that. And so I started to understand that money and currency and energy was all equaling one thing, whatever meaning I was assigning it. So I actually started to play this little game with myself. And I started to, which by the way, this is at a point where I was not working, where I was just teaching yoga for $50, and it was a really hard time. But it didn't stay hard for much long, because there came a moment where I truly had to surrender. And the surrendering is, yes, getting down on your knees and waving your hands up and pretty dramatic, because I'm a Sagittarius, and I was like, okay, God, like, legit, like, I've got up to here, but, like, you got to do the rest. Like, I just don't see a way. But I was coming to the universe not with this energy of begging, not with this energy of, like, please wave a magic wand, where's the genie, like, change my reality. It wasn't coming from there. It was literally coming from the most embodied and empowered energy. It was coming from this place of, I know I've done it all, and I know there's more to do. Show me the areas that I can continue to refine. And the area of money came in so strong. And I was tasked to live off of whatever I could produce. And that was so foreign to me. For so many years, I went to school like most of us and graduated and went to college and got 2 degrees, not one, because I was so in fear. And I used to listen to what people would tell me. I would tell them that I had a TV degree, and I would tell them, you know, that I was working at MTV and I was working with these celebs, and people always love to inject fear. They would always say, but is that reliable? Is that going to be able to produce a family? How many hours do you have to work? I heard that's really hard. Is that stable? And so I went back and I got another degree, which was in physical education. Needless to say, the reason why I'm sharing this is because at that time, my assignment was to learn how to be self-sustainable. At that time, my assignment was to learn the true lesson that I do have everything that I need. And actually, we all have every single thing that we need. The essential things that we actually need in life, to me, I think are three. It's like air. If you don't have any air, which air is connected to your fire is connected to your spirit. That's the tapas energy that we talk about in yoga. When we bring in this principle of activating your tapas, we're talking about activating your discipline. We're talking about tapping in deep. And that often is what we need to do when we're trying to freaking move what feels like a mountain in front of us, or when we're actually desiring a miracle, or when we're trying to manifest something and mold it into reality. We have to tap into that fire. We have to tap into your air. And this is why it's so important that you pay attention to the way that you breathe. We need love. Without the energy of being grateful for everything that you have, and can I actually also add, and for everything that you don't have? People are so quick to make a list of all the things that are missing, but have you ever made a list of all the things that you did not have, like maybe sickness or cancer, or maybe things that are debilitating for some that are still navigating that? Wherever we are, notice that the key to expansion, the key to accelerate your actual spirit, is to unlock that matrix of the heart. And so without love, in Spanish we say, no hay nada. There's nothing. You have nothing if you do not have air. You have nothing, and life is meaningless if you don't activate the heart. And the last thing is your body. This is the instrument that you get to borrow while you're here on this planet. You get to navigate and see through your eyes and touch with your hands and feel with your body. These are the things that are such a blessing. And so it's so bizarre that we've been almost beat in the head with this green piece of paper money, and we are made to believe that we have to be a slave to this thing, and that we have to get it and then spend it and then get it and then spend it. Do we not see how we're also, as a human race, in a trauma response? There's nothing for us to actually get. And this is what I truly learned and embodied in that year. And I didn't embody it because I learned it from a book. I didn't embody it because I was trying really hard to get it with my brain. I embodied it because I lived it. And through this year, where I was learning to sustain myself, I learned that I had every single skill that I needed in this life to actually live. And that, to me, started to activate this bigger power within me. And that's when I started to realize this illusion of money. And I started to play this game with myself of, what if I don't assign this thing meaning? I know this whole time I've been assigning it this meaning of, if I have the wealth and I have the money in my bank account, then that means I've made it, or that means success. But I started to flip that concept on its head, and I started to tell myself, I'm successful no matter what. I don't care if there's negative 100. I'm still going to claim that I'm successful, because success is not contingent on what's in my bank account. That's only showing me what I've earned. But what if I showed up to the universe and I claimed to the universe that my earnings are already within me, that my earnings are already all around me, that in fact, I'm living actually my earnings. I'm here on earth and I'm exploring, and that's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And I'm in partnership, or I have friendship, or I have love. Like, these are the things that you have to continue to redirect your mind once it starts to activate this lack and this I need. When you embody that you have everything that you need, you actually stop desiring things. Which, by the way, this is very much not to be confused with relinquishing all of your things. If you desire to relinquish all of your things, like many of the ancient sages have showed us, they went into the forest, they left their life, their wives, their kids, everything, their jewels, their crowns. This is good. This is one way, but you don't have to do that. I believe, it's my opinion, that this is something that has been misinterpreted. When we say to give up the things, we didn't mean actual physical things. We meant all the things that you're holding in your mind. We meant all of the things that you think that you actually really need. Those were the things that we need to give up. And when we give that up, and when we actually truly surrender, we open up a portal to so much fucking more. And it's so difficult to explain this to people, because so many of us, and even maybe some listening now, like, yeah, give me the strategy though. How do I manifest? How do I attract abundance? How do I get the clients? And I feel so bad saying this, but it just doesn't work like that. Anybody that feeds you anything that is not coming back to your center and finding your own alignment and coming back to your breath and opening up your heart and treating your body as if you were a king or a queen, a diosa, somebody who came and incarnated here on this planet to do something grand, to experience life. Treat yourself as royalty and ask, how would royalty treat themselves right now? What would royalty eat? How would royalty think? When you treat yourself with the utmost care, God's source universe is going to continue to bring that energy back to you. And it's not because, I once heard somebody say, because God is favoring other people, or the universe is favoring other people. I hate to say this to you, but it actually don't really work like that. Nobody's actually more lucky. Nobody has bigger hand. Doesn't work like that. What's actually happening, and the illusion that you see back, is that you see them winning, but it's because they're expecting that. When you expect something without needing it, when you expect something without that scarcity of like, I need somebody to love me. I'm expecting them to love me back. Not like that. When your baseline is, I expect things to always work out in my highest favor. I literally expect miracles every single day. I'm looking out for them. When you expect good things to actually really happen for you, they do. Because the universe is a vibrational universe. And so I wanted to share the backstory on how these codes and this initiation and this 1 year of what somebody would say struggling actually ended up being my treasure. I found myself. And that's the biggest gift that I could have ever received. To me, I won. I figured it out for myself. I learned the key of happiness. I started to truly understand the lesson of contentment, of satisfaction, of this part right here, like this moment right here, like this is the good part. We always wait for things to get better, but like this part that you're in right now is the best part. It doesn't get better than this because you're alive and you can have desire and you can dream about bringing more. And when you get to that part, there's not going to ever be a better part. And this is difficult to explain when somebody's in the shits. This is difficult to explain when you're at a part of your story where you're like, no, Melissa, this is not the best part. But what's being asked of you, human, is to look beyond the illusion of what you're receiving back. Remember, the universe is a feedback system. So it's just showing you more of what you're thinking. It's showing you more of what's happening in your internal world. It's actually data. To me, I love to see data that is showing me I'm living a reality that feels aligned. But I also don't mind data that's showing me that I'm not aligned. And that's great. That's more data for me to be like, ooh, that's interesting. Great. Okay. I can shift that. I can move that. I'm writing notes. That's all I'm doing. I'm not beating myself up. I'm not saying, bad human, you're not aligned. No, it's all good. Because we're here to experience it all. And as I went through that initiation where I learned these codes of money and attracting abundance, I started to hold space for folks. And that's actually how my business got started. It got started in the yoga studios. After class, people would want to talk and they would ask me, what is it that you're doing? And I'm like, I wouldn't even introduce myself. I would just start class. So it was just so strange to me that people would ask me, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean? They're like, you look happy. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing yoga, eating vegan. And they're like, no, tell me what else? It's like they wanted me to give them the secret sauce, but I couldn't really understand what they were looking for. So I actually spent a lot of time talking to students, asking them, what are you looking for? What is it that you think is going to make you happy? Where are you? And I started to realize what I was really helping people with was to shift their reality. I was helping them to quantum leap into just even having the awareness that something else existed. And so this is what actually helped me create my five-step process. So here we go. Step number one, which by the way, the Soulful Currency course is to close intuitive sales. So if you're an entrepreneur right now, which by the way, we have our two courses open, Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business is open. We are starting in October. Send me a DM with the word unleash and I'll send you more information. Same thing with the mastermind. DM me the word mastermind and I'll send you more information on that. And I found that when I started to walk people through these five steps, I was closing sales left and right. And it felt so juicy. It felt so aligned. Literally, people at the end of the call, I wouldn't even have to wait to share the course with them. They're like, okay, how do I pay? And I was like, oh my God, is this really happening? And then other people are like, how do I pay in full? Like, it was so beautiful. Step number one, I spent time setting the intention and I spent about 3 or 4 minutes there and I really truly tuned into the energy of what I feel with the person. So right at the top of the call, I let them know, hey, so-and-so, here's my intention. I saw that you applied. I would love to get to first know you better. I would love to get to know the needs of your business. And then from there, if I think that this course is a great fit for you and if we're a good fit for each other, I will let you know at the end of the call. So right then and there, boom. People know how to meet me in that conversation, which by the way, I already set it up that I will share with them my offering, but not after first delivering them what they actually came here for, which is value. Number two, stay 20 minutes at least uncovering or discovering what is actually present. And this is where you actually don't coach. By the way, sales calls, clarity calls is not a coaching call. This is not a free coaching call for you to prove to somebody why they should hire you. Not the right energy. And you're going to attract a lot of scarce people. I am an energetic doctor. So my job is to uncover and discover what's present in you. Like, tell me your symptoms. What have you been feeling? What the hell is going on? Tell me a little bit more. How long have you been there? Where are you now? Where do you desire to be? What do you think is in the way? What have you tried? That's all I'm doing, asking questions. And then I allow them to really unpack. The third step is to clarify and verify. There is nothing more disheartening than losing trust. Remember, your business is all about building trust. And when you're on a connection call and somebody is about to make an investment, every single thing that you say and every single step that you do is all about continuously strengthening the trust. So this is why step one, when I share the intention, people's guards come down and their trust goes up. This is why on the second step, when I uncover and discover what's present for them, I'm activating more trust. I'm not trying to sell them anything. I'm just trying to hear what is going on with them. That's why when I move into step three, my job is to just repeat what they said to make sure that I heard it correctly. Because there's nothing worse than feeling like you think you had an answer. You go back and you tell the human, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're going through. And then you pitch it to them and they're like, no, that's not what I'm going through. Now they're not going to trust you. So you really want to clarify, use empathic language, say things like, hey, it sounds like I hear you and it feels like this is what's coming up. Like when you use that type of language, you give the other person an opportunity to say, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Or no, that's actually not it. It's closer to that. And so that continues to build trust because asking powerful questions is part of the game. Number four, you actually, at this place, you offer solutions and you can coach. And I do this for maybe 5 minutes. And so again, a clarity call is not a free coaching call. So I never lead with that. I don't lead with like pick me energy. Pick me. No. You need to pick yourself first. And you need to already know that you want to work with me. You need to already know that you want the transformation. Probably one of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs make, and something I've made a mistake doing very early on in my business too. Trying to prove to people all of my wisdom because I have so much to share. And I really see people for who they are. So when I see them in their process, it's really easy for me to be like, ooh, these are some of the tools that can help you. But that's never helpful for people. And you will only attract codependent relationships. At this point, I attract leaders, and that's exactly what I expect. I expect people to be self-starters. I expect people to not put me or anybody in their life on a pedestal because they know they're a baddie. They know that they're magic on 10 toes. They're not sitting here trying to compare themselves. They're just trying to figure out how the hell to do it in a way that feels good for them. So in step three, now you can coach. Now you can reiterate some of the things that they said in that stage of uncovering and discovering, and you can repeat it back to them and say, hey, here are some of the solutions that I think would really help you with these top three problems. Once you do that, and you're in step four, once you get to step five, this honestly should feel easy. This is the place where I'm like, okay, if I have come to a place where I want to share the offering, that's where I'll actually start to close out the conversation. And I would say, hey, based on everything that you've told me, based on some of the things that we do as a company, I think you would be a great fit. And then you let them know what program they would be a great fit for. If they apply for one, but they're not good for that one and they're better for another one, you share it. You share the differences. You share your recommendations. Maybe you share a few testimonials of things that you've seen other clients do that were in similar situations. Don't name no names, but you're more than welcome to share a case study. And you just invite the conversation to a close. I don't like to leave open loops in my business. And so in that conversation, we determine if you're a great fit, amazing. Here's the link. You can get in. If you need a day or two to think about it, that's also fine. But there's also a wrap-up conversation or there's a time limit when they will let me know their final decision. And then we actually fully, soulfully close the sale. whether they actually work with you or they don't, I know that every single human being that is called to even have a conversation with me, that conversation is going to shift something radical in them. So I feel like my work is complete. The right people that are supposed to work with me, that are ready to actually really invest in themselves and in their business, they're going to take the next step. And I'm not going to have to beg them. I'm not going to have to convince them. They themselves are going to be so eager that they'll figure it the hell out. They'll go to my website, IamMelissaRuiz.com. They'll go under courses. They'll read the sales pages. They'll go and apply, and they'll automatically be on my schedule. That literally is how it happens. That is the Soulful Currency Method, my five-step process to closing intuitive sales for mystical offbeat entrepreneurs. Humans, we are currently enrolling, okay? This is for humans who are truly ready spaghetti to go all in on their business. It doesn't mean that you have to quit your job. You can still have your job, but energetically, you have to have that willingness to say, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to create the course finally. I'm going to enroll myself in a course where I'm going to be around other spiritual entrepreneurs that are going to energize me. If you are ready, unleash and unveil your soul business. The 11th round is now open. Can you believe it? This is the fucking 11th round, which I'm so excited and so proud of. We've never, ever taken a break. We have never taken a break. We have just continuously launched this back to back to back to back. And we always have a steady stream of clients. It's always full. We start in mid-October. So if this is your season, DM me the word unleash and I will send you all of the deets. It's also on my Instagram at IamMelissaRuiz. And if you are ready to be at a solid six figures in your business, if you're ready to come to retreat with me and do yoga and mindfulness and eat vegan and do ceremony and really start to uncover the blocks that are present for you, DM me the word mastermind and I'll send you the deets for that. That is a very small container. There's only 10 of us. And this is a very intimate place because this is where I work with my students one-on-one. Inside of my three-month program, which is Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, I coach inside of that one every single week. So I will see you in that if you feel like that is aligned for you. And we also still have one more offering, the Cosmic Genius. There is one spot left. We are just starting. Our first call is on Wednesday. I'm super excited about that. There's a retreat included. It's 1 year and it's for somebody who's in transition. So if you feel like you're not a newbie, but you're not ready to like go ham on your business, that's a great container for you to be in transition, be in your pivot, and get to the next goal that you desire in your soul business. Anyways, humans, go with peace, go with God. This was amazing. Enjoy the Soulful Currency Course.
Breathe.